But first, a few words from our sponsor. Hi, I'm Haley.
And I'm Ava.
And we're your hosts of Goodbye Procrastination, Hello Productivity. Welcome back to the podcast, you guys. Welcome. Today we're going to be doing how well do we know each other thing. So I prepared some questions and then we each wrote down our own answers. And then we're going to guess each other's answers and see if we can, if we know each other. Okay. In an okay amount. I don't know. So we both wrote down our answers. But first, Ava, how was your week?
It's been good. How about yours?
Mine has been pretty good, pretty okay. What happened this week? What was the best of your week, and then what was the worst of your week?
Okay, so the best of my week was I made really good tacos last night. And it was amazing, and everybody loved them. The worst part of my week was our car windshield broke, so we ran out of coffee, and we couldn't do anything about it.
That is terrible, Ava.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So am I.
Okay, so thanks for asking what...
How about you?
So the worst of my week, so I'm just going to say the worst first, so then we end up at a good note. So the worst of my week. What was the worst of my week?
You gotta see Jonah every morning.
Oh yeah. No, the worst of my week was probably, I had this a history assignment that I was kind of dreading to do, but I did it. I did it, guys. Thank you. I need a clap. Ava, clap for me.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow, that was amazing. Amazing clap. Anyways.
I know it was.
That was the worst of my week, but I got it done. And then the best of my week so far was, I learned a new song on my piano. And I, love the song. I love the song. Afterglow by Ed Sheeran. Go listen to it now. Okay.
Your mom's Afterglow from Ed Sheeran.
Ava, that makes no sense. What in the world?
Jesus.
So... should we get right into it?
Your mom should get right into it.
Okay.
Yes, we should get right into it. Sorry.
Do you want to read the first question?
Yes. Okay, so first question. Favorite color?
Okay, I guess I'll say for you first. I think that your favorite color is blue or green.
It's olive green, so yeah, I'll give
that
to you.
Yeah, I can tell by your wall. Because her wall is olive green.
Yeah.
And I actually really like that color.
You don't want to overdo. Thank you.
You're welcome. I know my face is really close to the camera, but whatever. All right, go ahead and guess for me.
Okay, I think there's a sage green or pink.
I put light pink.
Okay, so I get that.
A very specific shade. It has to be
just my green.
Like a super, 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 super specific shade. Or okay, I'm just kidding, guys. Or just light pink, or I like lavender purple.
Oh, that's really pretty too. I do love that color.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I should get that.
Yeah. We both get that one. All right. So I'm just going to write down our points, and then we'll have a total of how many questions? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 questions.
Okay.
So I'm going to write down. I'm going to write down our points.
We both get a right,
okay.
Right,
yep. Okay. Right. What is our dream job?
Okay.
Go ahead and guess for me first.
I definitely know.
Okay. Go
ahead. You either want to do hair, or makeup or some kind of beauty thing, or like make drinks for people, like not like coffee or tea and that kind of stuff.
Well, my dream job is cosmetology, which is hair and makeup. So I will give you that one. All right. Well, your dream job is...
Come on.
I think, like, working with animals in some way. Like, maybe, like, working at a zoo.
You're kind of close in a sense. I said, like, a national, like, park ranger. Where I can, like, walk the woods and make sure there's no, like, forest fires and, like, count the bears and whatever.
So do you think I get the point? I said
yeah,
working...
because that's the whole reason I would want to do the job, so I can be in nature.
Okay, we both... It's 2-2, honey. Okay. Okay, favorite drinks? Oh, you asked the question. Go ahead.
Oh, I do?
Go ahead and ask a question. It's technically your question.
Haley, what is your favorite drink?
Well, you have to kind of guess.
Oh, I have to guess. Like right now?
Yeah. Oh. Go ahead.
Sorry. Yours is either matcha tea, pumpkin spice latte, or just any kind of, like, really glorified, delicious coffee. Just fancy coffee and tea. And great matcha specifically.
Okay. Wow, that was actually really good. Okay, so I have matcha, and then I put pumpkin spice or iced coffee. And then you didn't really get this, but it's peppermint tea with brown sugar. You guys, I cannot stress it enough. It's so good. Like, just brew some peppermint... Peppermint tea with brown sugar and leave it hot because it's not as good iced. It's so amazing.
Peppermint tea and brown. I'm writing it down.
Okay. And then Ava's dad makes some like really good ginger tea, so that's also what I put.
Because
it's really good. It's like really strong, but it's really good.
I'm gonna tell him, he said that he's gonna enjoy hearing that.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Okay, my turn to ask. Favorite kind of food? So it's like Italian, Mexican, American, like
you didn't ask me what my favorite drink was, Lauren.
Oh yeah, okay. Okay, I'm gonna
Jeez.
Sorry. Okay. I'm gonna say your favorite drink is do you have like multiple?
I have two sort of specific.
Okay. Mountain Dew.
Oh, crap. I didn't write that down. That is one of them.
Mountain Dew and iced coffee.
This is what I wrote down. I love iced coffee. Do not get me wrong. But that's not what I put. I should have put it down, but I didn't. My favorite, I put Arizona green tea. Monsters.
I love Arizona green tea. It's amazing. I should have put that down. Ugh!
Okay. That's what I wrote down. I'm sorry.
I don't get it.
I do love iced
coffee. I don't get the point then.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Also, I just want to say my Starbucks order real quick. Okay, ready? A medium iced coffee with 2 pumps of sugar and 3 creams. It's amazing, you guys. Like
medium
iced coffee with 2 pumps of sugar and 3 creams.
2 pumps.
It's not the best for you, but it's really good.
I know. I'm doing it so in the future I can get you coffee, and then you're like, oh my god, Ava, this is exactly how I like it.
Oh my goodness, Ava. I love that. What's your Starbucks order?
I don't have a Starbucks order.
Like, big order.
I never get the same thing.
Oh, okay.
I know. It's kind of sad, but we live in the middle of nowhere, so there's no Starbucks to be around.
Yeah, like when we go into the school, which is like our school, because we're homeschooled, but we still, like, have a public school. It's, like, the organization that it's connected to. Anyways, so sometimes we go in there to go in person for a day or something. And whenever we go into our school, we always get Starbucks on the way because it's, like, 45 minutes away.
Yeah, it's a horrible drive.
but the Starbucks is worth it. Or sometimes I'll get, like, an iced mocha. That's also really good.
No, this is really good.
What?
Never mind. Okay,
we're 10 minutes in and we only went through 3 questions out of 11, but that's good because I kind of want to make our episodes a little longer.
Of course.
Okay, so moving on now. What's your favorite kind of food? Italian, Mexican, American, etc. Go ahead and okay, I'll guess for you first. I feel like Italian.
Wrong. Dead wrong. What a loser.
Or American.
You think I'm that sad?
I don't know. Okay, anyways, go ahead and tell me.
It was either Chinese or Thai food.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess yours now because, you know.
Okay.
Mexican.
Actually, no. Actually, that's not, like, I love Mexican food, don't get me wrong. But it's not my favorite kind of food. Okay.
Italian, then?
Well, I have a few.
I write it down.
I have 2. Italian and Thai.
Okay, so we have the same favorite food. We should get Thai sometime together.
We should. Oh my goodness, like, this is, like, this really good Thai place by our house. And I'm not going to say the name because I don't want you guys to track me down. And it's kind of not, like, a chain. Anyways. So, we get, like spicy green curry from there and then sushi. And it's so good. It's, I just want some sushi right now.
Alright, so we both kind of were bad on that one.
Yeah, okay, nobody gets any points for that, I guess. Okay. Okay, dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Yeah, for me it's dogs. And then for Ava, I think it's cats.
Oh, wait.
It's dogs for Ava. It's dogs. Dogs.
You can't go back.
Well, Ava has, like, 1 dog, and then she has, like, 3 cats. So I thought, like...
Hey, listen, that's not because dogs... Okay, cats in the country are, like, the... Like, you walk down the street, and there's, like, a stray cat. So that's why we have so many. Dogs, you have to, like, actually go and get them somewhere. But I like dogs more. They're better companions. I knew you liked dogs better, so.
Sure.
I did. So, okay. You can mark that down as a yes. I got the point. You, though, did not.
I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, go ahead and ask the next one if you want to.
Okay. Oh, when's my birthday?
Oh, it's so hard. Ah! All right, I want to say, like, September 14th.
Oh, gosh, I hate you.
Did I get it?
You're 2 days off.
Oh!
September
16th. Oh! I was so close.
Okay, yours is in, like... Your birthday is either in... I think it's in August.
August what?
I don't know what day, but I think it's in August.
It's not. That's all I can tell you.
It's not?
No.
Is it in June? Is it in July? Okay. Okay, let me guess the date. I have to guess the date.
Okay, but okay, so we'll do like half points. So this one, or actually this one can be worth 2 points since it's harder. So you got July. I'm gonna just give it to you. And then I got September for yours. Okay, go ahead.
The date. I know I wrote this down at some point. Why the poop isn't it coming up?
Before the podcast, she was like looking everywhere to go find my birthday because she wrote it down somewhere.
Yeah. Well, July. Okay. I don't know.
It is July 20.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. No.
I got a mark here. July Haley's birthday. I'm putting this into my calendar.
I'm just writing yours down. Okay. So I get 1 point and then you get also 1 point. Okay.
Oh my gosh, what is that squeaky noise?
The squeaky noise. I don't hear any squeaky noise.
I
maybe it's the chair
or something. I don't know.
You hear that? Maybe it's the chair.
Okay, now it's done. It's gone. We're good.
Oh, okay. All right, so we have a few more. Okay, I'm gonna ask this one. Do I prefer sweet or salty foods?
These sound like your drinks and like Thai food. I feel like Thai food can be pretty sweet. I'm gonna say sweet.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And like I love like salty foods too. Like I love like popcorn and stuff. But popcorn can be sweet too. Like caramel corn. Mm-hmm.
Like or kettle corn.
That's what I just said.
You said caramel.
Well, caramel and caramel are the same thing.
I said kettle corn.
Oh, you said kettle. Oh, okay. I thought you said caramel.
Yeah, you said caramel.
I said caramel, and then I thought she said caramel. I'm like, they're the same thing. Okay.
Who says caramel? You.
I do not say caramel. I just said caramel.
Don't ask me.
I mean, sometimes I do say caramel, though.
It's like Russian or something. I don't know. It's
not. What in the world? Okay. This is hard for you. I think you prefer sweet because I've seen you like eat chocolate and ice cream and like sherbet and stuff like in the morning.
It's salty.
Why is it salty?
Because listen, if I had the choice between having like French fries and barbecue sauce between like ice cream, I would pick French fries and barbecue sauce.
I mean,
but barbecue sauce is sweet, so I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. That one, I like honestly don't know. I don't know myself that well. When it comes to that kind of stuff.
Okay, what is your favorite animal or?
Give yourself like half a point.
Okay, I'll give myself half a point. Okay. What is my favorite, like, my favorite animal or animals?
Okay.
It's animals, by the way. It's a few.
I think your favorite animal would be, like, an elephant. Or, like, there's a few. Or, like a flamingo or something.
Both of those are wrong. Both of them are all three of them are wrong.
Or a monkey.
Okay, the monkey is right. Okay.
I get one third of a point.
Yes. What? I have three answers and you only got one of them right. Okay. The other two were zebra and raccoon.
I knew zebra.
All right, so yours is a zebra, right?
No, wait, continue.
And I'm gonna say like a snake and a turtle.
I have fox, crows, and snakes.
Okay, so I got 1/3 of a point, honey. Yeah, yeah. Should we just both get 1 point instead of 1/3?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right, we're each getting 1 point then. Okay. All right, go ahead and read the next one.
Okay, dream pet.
Okay. Go ahead and guess for me first.
Okay, I have to guess for you first?
Yeah.
Okay, a dream pet. I think it would definitely be a monkey. I think if you could pick anything for a dream pet, it would be a monkey. I can see you, feeding your monkey matcha and, eating ice cream in bed watching some cheesy Netflix show together. I can just totally see that.
I put pet monkey.
Yes!
Because, yeah, I love monkeys. They're so cute. They're like little humans that never grow. And they're so cute.
Okay, they are. Super cute. I do love monkeys.
I would teach them like Curious George. Like I would like teach them to do stuff like Curious George, and it would be amazing.
Imagine having like a little Curious George.
That'd be so awesome.
It would be.
All right, I have no idea for you. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
This is so bad. I guess I don't know you that well.
But this isn't the stuff that matters.
Okay, maybe like a shark. That was a joke. That was a joke. Alright, maybe like
I do love you.
Can I like say a few answers and then if I get one of them right, I get the point?
You get to guess three.
Okay. A turtle or a giraffe or
what's up with you thinking I'm so in love with giraffes?
I don't know. Or maybe like a wolf.
Okay, a wolf would be dope, but that's not what I have down. A fox. My dream pet is a fox.
Oh no, I knew that too. Oh my goodness.
I actually almost got one, but then a family situation happened, and then my dreams came crumbling down.
So sad. All right. Do I prefer big or small animals?
I think small.
Yes, that is correct. And I think that you prefer big animals.
Correct.
I got it. I got it, you guys. I got it. Oh my goodness.
I'm proud of you.
Okay, the last one is a little tricky. It is, what is our starter job? Or, like, what do we want to start off as before we get a higher paying job? Like, when we're, 16 or something.
You want to be a barista.
Yes, that's true. That is correct. You want to work at because I've heard this before. You applied for this farm place, and I think that you want to work there.
Oh crap! Okay, so listen, that would be That would be super cool, but that wasn't that'd be really awesome. I should write that down. I did barista. For most likely though, there's this little coffee shop by our there's a little coffee shop in that area, and I didn't want to work there or clean houses with my grandma.
I can't believe I got that wrong. That was the one that I was sure about.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be. Okay. I feel like I did really bad on this. All right. Let me add up the numbers. Ava, talk about something random while I add them up.
Okay, so last night my cat came into my bedroom and sat on me crying, and it was 3 a.m. and I looked to my side and there's a half-eaten mouse on my bed. So that was cool. And then this morning, before doing a Zoom thing, I spilled coffee on myself, and sat and cried about it for like 5 minutes. Haley doesn't know that, but yeah.
Okay, I added up the numbers, and I did so bad. Ava got 10 out of 11. Round of applause.
Oh, yes.
And I got 6 out of 11.
Oh, my.
6, you guys. I thought I knew Ava. I thought I knew her. This friendship might end, but, I'm gonna cry.
Those aren't the important questions, hon. It's okay. We don't need to know each other's favorite color to be each other's good friends. Okay. And what really matters is I know what you look like when you've biked 100 miles and are all sweaty and hungry.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We have a deep connection. All right. So I'm gonna find a quote, and then we'll be right back.
Okay.
All right, I found an inspirational quote, so let me read it to you guys. It says, every day may not be good, but there is something good in every day. I feel like we can always find the good in every day, and like, I like to journal before I go to bed, so I always try to write down 3 things that I'm grateful for that happened that day and find the good in what happened that day, but also look at what was bad of that day so that we can learn from it.
That's a good idea. I know you did that.
I do. I journal because I got this journal off of Amazon, and I've been journaling, and I like it, so...
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's very cool.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, please give us a 5-star review. Why did I say like farv? A 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Sound like fart.
I know. A 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And tell us what you think about the podcast in the comments on Apple Podcasts. And then I'll also put a Q&A or poll below. So please answer that. It would. I just want to hear what you guys have to think about, or what you guys think about the podcast. And also follow us on Spotify, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Toodaloo. Bye.
Toodaloo.